Good morning. We're going to take a quick break, just a one-day break, from discussing the halachas of Erev Pesach that falls on Shabbos to discuss some minhagim and halachas as it relates to a bar mitzvah. Why a bar mitzvah at this time of year? Because, indeed, bar mitzvahs do happen throughout the year, and today is the bar mitzvah of my lovely son, Yakir Wasserman. So we're going to discuss some halachas minhagim as it relates to the bar mitzvah. So we're going to start off as follows, that some people have the minhag to throw candies right after the aliyah of the bar mitzvah boy. And indeed, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that this minhag has no basis, it has no makor. He says that people have taken it on from throwing the candies at a chassan, at his ofruf. That's the Shabbos right before he gets married, when he has an aliyah. But that is a concept that relates to a chassan. It does not relate to a bar mitzvah boy. So that's Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. There's no basis for throwing candies at a bar mitzvah boy. Next, minhag is brought in Maseches Sofrim, that there was a minhag, a wonderful minhag in Yerushalayim, that somebody on his bar mitzvah day, he would be brought to Kol Zaken V'Zaken, to the elderly, the Zikne Yerushalayim, to the dignified elderly of Yerushalayim, in order for them to give him brachas, to give him chizuk, to daven for him that he should be zoche to Torah Ule Maisim Tovim. So that's a beautiful minhag. And number three, there is a minhag that the bar mitzvah boy gives a drasha, gives a speech, or at the seuda, he gives some sort of discussion, some drasha. So that we will be having shortly. Everyone from YU Torah is invited to participate, if you can get to Yerushalayim. We're about to have that. So that is number three. And number four, an interesting discussion of the bar mitzvah boy, should he lane the full parsha, either if his bar mitzvah day is on Shabbos or the Shabbos following the bar mitzvah day. So if it's during the week, the immediate following Shabbos, should he lane the whole parsha? So there are those who are noting that the bar mitzvah boy indeed reads the entire parsha. There are some people who don't have that minhag, and to go further than that, there are even some who have said we should do away with such a minhag. Who would say that? Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, the great Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, is recorded in Halicha Shlomo as follows: Bebeis HaKnesses HaGra, the Grashul in Shari Chesed, that Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach would daven in, they were mevatel this minhag of the bar mitzvah boy reading the entire Sedra, the entire Parsha on the Shabbos after his bar mitzvah. They would give him just the maftir and to read the Haftorah. And it says they would do that in the Shabbos before the bar mitzvah. That's permitted because it's just the maftir. It's a repetition of what was already laned, and the Haftorah. It's permitted to have a boy who's not bar mitzvah yet to lane those, but they would not permit after a certain point. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was very anti having the bar mitzvah boy laying the entire parsha. It does not explain why, and I'm sure there are people in the neighborhood we live in, which is right next to Shari Chesed, who would explain it, but I don't have an explanation right now. In the last halacha brought by the Mishnah Berurah, he says that there is a mitzvah on a father to make a seuda on the day that the son is a bar mitzvah boy, just like Yom Shenichnas L'chupa, as if he is getting married. So it's an amazing concept to have a seuda. It's like the seuda after a marriage. And the Mishnah Berurah brings the reason for this. Mishum da'achshav nasa ish Yisrael shenitzava b'mitzvos ha'Torah. Because now this bar mitzvah boy is like any other valid man in Klal Yisrael, that he's now obligated in the mitzvos of the Torah. So that is what we celebrate. And he brings an interesting point that if the bar mitzvah boy gives a drasha, that this is considered a seudas mitzvah, even if it's not bo b'yom, even if it's not on the very day of the bar mitzvah, even if it's after the bar mitzvah. It doesn't say how long after, but let's say within a reasonable amount of time, day or two, whenever it may be, within a reasonable amount of time after the bo b'yom, as long as that boy gives a drasha, then that seuda will also be a seudas mitzvah, even though that's not the bar mitzvah day. Mazel tov, and have a wonderful day.